This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. President Trump is downplaying trade tensions with China after Beijing announced higher tariffs on U.S. imports in response to those just imposed by Washington on Chinese goods. Trump said today he'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next month and expects the talks to be very fruitful. Markets, though, not so sure. China's currency fell to its lowest level since Christmas. Here in the U.S., stocks were down. Remember, markets do go down. But beyond the short-term pain, there's now talk that a tense U.S.-China relationship could be the new normal, or at least the emerging normal. Marketplace's Scott Tong has more.
When tariffs broke out last fall, business professor Arun Sundararajan at NYU predicted it would last.
I'd expect that the effects of this trade war are going to last at least 10 years.
Wow. That's based on game theory, a way to test and understand human behavior. Now, according to game theory, tariffs are the normal state of things. They serve the self-interest of people and nations. And when you're in a trade war, he said today, it gets harder and harder to de-escalate.
It is more likely to happen if there is a higher level of trust between the two countries. And this is what makes me a little pessimistic.
These days, there's a broad lack of trust, says former U.S.-China trade negotiator Claire Reed at Arnold & Porter. There are spats over telecom, investments, spying. But at the center, she says, is China's tech policy.
It pours lots of government resources into selected strategic industries and really has been quite consistent about keeping their market closed to protect any of their growing national champions.
She says she doesn't expect China to change, which makes the U.S.-China trade conflict potentially intractable. And for those longing for the, quote, normal days of free trade, think again, says Harvard government professor Jeffrey Frieden.
Globalization is fragile, and it is not the normal and natural state of the world. It's something that is typically adopted by governments, and it can be rolled back by governments very easily.
If a long trade war is ahead, it wouldn't be the first time. He says the U.S. had high tariffs from the Civil War all the way to the 1950s. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.